Welcome to Corritors. This week, Is This Normal? Chapter 5. The questions this cast answers are, what is this normal? Is it normal not to get positive feedback? And is it normal not to see your boss for 3 weeks? For our 15th anniversary, we've extended the benefits of a personal license. For a limited time and just $200 a year, you get the show notes for all the free casts, roadmap, the interview creation tool, the interview series, the resume workbook, all of the effective relationship series, which is 34 casts just on its own, and an email address which gives you the opportunity to ask questions about management or your career. Oh, and I forgot, things I think, and three random things. Mark asked me what would make a purchase license a slam dunk, and I'm pretty sure this is it. Go to manager-tools.com, choose products in the menu, and personal license in the dropdown. This is the fifth in a series of casts, and what we try and do is just answer the question, is this normal? It's going to help you sort out if you're new to the workforce or even if you're in a weird situation that you've never been in before and you're wondering, is this normal or is this weird? We're going to try and answer that question for you.
Absolutely. So today's outline. First, we're going to start by talking about what is this normal? Then we're going to ask, is it normal not to get positive feedback? Then, is it not normal not to see your boss for 3 weeks? So, Wendy, why don't you start us off? What is this normal?
Is this normal? Mark and I had this idea a while ago, and we took it from another management or career speaker. She has an excellent blog whose name is Alison Green. Her website is called askamanager.com. And we really like her, but we rarely agree with anybody else that's talking about management. and often that's just because it's common wisdom and common wisdom isn't right because, you know, common wisdom never is. But Alison really is very good. And she has a series called Is This Normal? And we said, could we borrow the idea of Is This Normal? And she said yes. And the point is that if you're relatively new in your career, there's something that you think is unusual going on, or you don't, or it's not what you expected when you went to work, it's really hard to find out, is this just me? Or is this what happens everywhere? If you're in your first or second job, you have no idea whether it's normal for your boss to blow up and yell at you, or if it's normal for people to say certain things to you, or if it's normal for certain things to happen in meetings or whatever. And you don't really have any experience to compare it to. And it's hard to ask your friends, like, because your friends are equally, you know, well, it's not happening to me, but that doesn't mean like that's only two of you. Is it still like, and you don't know whether that's their experience is normal or your experience is normal. And so what we try and do is answer the question, is this situation, which is relatively common for people to ask us about, is it normal or is it not normal? So we're trying to give you evidence. That's the right word.
Evidence.
The preponderance of evidence, like if you had 50 jobs in your life, you would know that this is normal. So we're going to take all of our experience and let you know whether or not things are normal or not, and if they are or not, how to handle those situations.
Absolutely. So the first thing we're going to cover today then, is it normal not to receive positive feedback? And unfortunately, the short answer to that question is yes, it's absolutely normal. In fact, sadly, it's normal not to get any feedback at all from your manager until your annual review.
It just sucks so bad. But it's so bad. But it's true. There's lots of reasons if you think about it from the boss's point of view. There's a few reasons why they don't give positive feedback or any feedback at all, but positive in particular. My youngest brother is a manager. He's hopeless, but very lovable, but hopeless. And he says, I don't give people positive feedback. They'll ask for a pay rise.
Oh, I hear it all the time.
Which is so stupid. It's unbelievable. And it's, you know, it's one of those completely absurd things, right? If you write a great email to a customer Kate did this on our team last week. She wrote an email that I thought was really good to a client. It was well worded. It was sympathetic. It was a good explanation. It was really helpful. And I sent her a note afterwards and said, hey, good email. And that's all I said. I'm not her manager, but it was positive peer feedback. And I was like, good email. I thought you did a great job there. She's not going to come and ask me for a pay rise. She's not going to go to Mark and say, hey, can I have a pay rise? Because Wendy said I wrote a good email, right? The two things are proportionately not the same.
Absolutely.
But you know, managers worry that, you know, if I say to you, oh, you did really well on that project, it was delivered on time and on budget, and you did a great job of managing all the different stakeholders, whatever, that person is then going to say, oh, good. So I deserve a promotion or I deserve a pay rise. And what happens then is the manager's in this uncomfortable position of having to say no. And that's what managers don't want to be in. It's why the majority of us don't like sales, because we don't like to be in that uncomfortable position of having to have people say no to us.
Right. It's uncomfortable. You're right. It's absolutely, it's awkward. So in case you're a boss or you become a boss, here's why it makes absolutely no sense. Now, to be clear, feedback, as Manager Tools defines it, is about small daily things. For example, a presentation that has no ums in it, or a question handled well, or like Wendy said, a well-written response to an email, or a quick response, a neat spreadsheet, things that are not raise or promotion worthy. Right? Raise or promotion-worthy things are big things, like projects that are delivered on time, or a new customer won, a new sale made, large-scale analysis of a series of presentations to hundreds of people. That's the kind of thing that is raise-worthy over time. So feedback, when done correctly, is like, the analogy we'll use is small grains of sand. If you were aware of when Wendy and I are recording this, we're actually on the July long weekend. So thinking about the beach right now is an ideal analogy. Feedback is like a grain of sand. Raises and promotions are like an enormous sandcastle built of thousands of grains of sand. One piece of feedback is like saying, to your direct, that one piece of sand that you placed there within the thousands on your castle is well placed. Keep doing it like that. Eventually, you'll have yourself a castle. That's why, as the direct, you don't ask for a raise or a promotion or some sort of monetary receipt after you get a piece of feedback. All you did was something feedback worthy. Mm-hmm. You didn't do something raise worthy. And those are very different.
Yeah. It's like the kids that ask for a car after they've taken the trash out once. It's like, exactly. No, you have to be a good teenager from 11 to 16, and then I'll think about buying your car.
Right. Maybe in those 4 years, if you take out the trash every single day and clean your room every day and do the dishes and do all those things without us having to ask you, we'll think about maybe a car. Until then, don't ask.
Exactly.
It's the exact same idea.
It's the proportion thing, right? Mm-hmm. And another reason why managers say that they don't give positive feedback is they don't want to be seen as playing favorites amongst their staff. And again, it's a nonsensical argument, because feedback is about behavior. It's not about, I like you, or you're my favorite, or, you know, you're better than anybody else. It's about, you did that one thing well. You know, when we talked about a presentation with no ums is one behavior done well. It's a fluid presentation. There's nothing preferential about pointing out that somebody did that or not. And you can do a presentation. If one of your problems is saying which one of my problems is saying
Me
I'd
too.
I'd like to point out, that's why we have a sound engineer. His name is Paul. Makes it sound awesome. Cuts out all the ums. I have to tell you, this is a quick diversion. So in Toastmasters, we have something called a WAG, a Wordmaster, R Counter, and Grammarian. And one of the things they do is count people's R's and ums and other fiddle
words.
Oh,
right? Yeah.
So when it's your job, I have this theory, when it's your job and you're holding the folder, there's something about holding the folder that makes you say because
that makes
counting,
you say
because you're counting mm-hmm. everybody
you're the
else's
boss of
is.
That, exactly.
It makes you say So the moment you say something about you have to, it's a thing.
Oh, it is a complete thing. I completely agree. Totally agree.
So you could have a problem with and do a presentation and not say and still do a terrible presentation. But if it was that thing that you were working on and you got feedback about that, we noticed that you tried really hard not to say and you didn't say well done. It's not preferential. It's about, it's a behavior. There's no judgment in it. You know, it's a thing. It's not a like or a dislike. It's a you did that well or you did it poorly.
Right. And to elaborate upon what Wendy's saying, guys, everyone on your team ought to be receiving feedback.
True that.
Positive feedback isn't a reward. Mm. Positive feedback is the acknowledgement that someone has done something well that benefited yourself or the team. Everyone, regardless of whether or not you'd consider them your top performer or your lower performer, does things every single day that benefit you or the team. It oughtn't be a reward. It's an acknowledgement.
Yeah.
Treat it as such.
Right. And we can argue this,
we can argue this all day long. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. The reasons my managers don't give positive feedback are based on a bad understanding of what feedback is and should be. And those fears that they have would not manifest if they were using feedback properly. If they gave feedback every single day about small things, nobody would ever ask for a promotion based on one piece of feedback because it would become part of the normal day-to-day rather than that big conversation that it feels like if you don't ever give feedback. And positive feedback suffers because feedback is feedback and people just, if you don't give it every single day and turn it into that day-to-day, everyday thing, it becomes a big deal. That's why people don't like giving presentations or speaking mm-hmm. in public. It's because they only do it once in a blue moon. If you do it week in, week out, it stops being scary.
It stops being scary. You're absolutely right.
That said, if you're listening to this, the solution is not to go and tell your manager they're doing feedback wrong.
Mm-mm. No, absolutely don't. Guys, do not go buy a copy of the Effective Manager book and leave it on your boss's desk as some sort of subtle hint that maybe they should give it a read. We don't tell our managers how to do their jobs and expect to keep our own jobs. Okay, so it does not help for you to suggest that they need to improve. The only person that you're able to control in the organization is yourself. Behave that way, because talking to your manager, conversing with them, giving them input is hugely different from feedback itself. That is, we want you to share ideas or reporting or your observations. We want you to have those thoughts and be able to converse and communicate to your manager about them. But it is a career-limiting move to request or suggest that your boss improve their managerial behaviors.
In part because if you're not a manager, you don't know anything about being a manager, right?
Right.
You don't know all the stresses and strains and all the things that they're dealing with. And if you go to them and say, hey, you should do this part of your job better, that they're just going to say, yeah, you have no idea. It's like your teenager telling you how to parent. You know, doesn't work.
No one would like that.
And if you are lucky enough to be getting positive or negative feedback from your boss, whether that's small everyday feedback or whether that's once in a while big feedback, remember that this is not necessarily normal. A lot of people aren't getting any feedback.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people are only getting negative feedback. So just say thank you. Be grateful that you got the performance feedback. Pay attention to what's being said. Do more of the good stuff and less of the bad stuff. And don't make a big deal out of it, because you'll just discourage your boss. If you turn it into a big deal, your boss is going to be like, oh, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
So just say thank you, appreciate that, do more of the good stuff, less of the bad stuff. And when you're a boss, give more feedback.
Yeah, exactly.
Hire the right person, even if you have to do so virtually. We all know the cost and pain of hiring someone into the wrong position. Hiring well is so important that you can't use the present times and remoteness to justify a bad hire. Let us help you with our virtual effective hiring manager client training. We'll work with up to 30 of the managers and HR staff involved in your hiring process. We'll teach them how to create and ask behavioral interview questions, how to listen, probe, evaluate, and onboard. Investment is $15,000 for 2 3.5-hour sessions scheduled at your preference. All attendees receive the interview creation tool as well as our onboarding checklist. Contact Maggie at maggie@manager-tools.com or check it out on our website, manager-tools.com/organizations.
All right, our next question to tackle. Is it normal not to see your boss for 3 weeks? And again, the answer, sorry, is yes. It's completely normal not to see your boss for days or weeks at a time. Now, if you're working remotely, like all of us probably are right now, we can also add, it's normal to not speak to your boss for days or weeks at a time. Having that verbal communication
sucks.
I know. Again, it absolutely sucks. Most bosses, guys, they just don't believe that developing a trusting relationship, communicating often with their directs, is a valuable way of spending their time. They think they should be working directly on the work that gets results. Managers, even directors, are still expected or even required to favor their individual work and are incentivized to focus on that work over the actual tasks surrounding managing and creating relationships. Another way to think of it, all managers have work of their own that they're trying to get done while they manage. Unfortunately, the way the system is set up is such that they get larger rewards for doing their work than for managing their team. And because of that, managers spend less time communicating or conversing or striking up conversation with their directs.
It's a lot like feedback in that managers fear over-managing. They fear being seen as micromanagers.
Yes, they you're so right.
They fear being seen as dictatorial. And so they go way to the opposite end.
The opposite side of the spectrum, for sure.
We've been doing virtual training for the last, I don't know, 2 months, I guess.
Yeah, 2 months, I think.
Which has meant for me, as the semi-technical one, of sitting in on a bunch of effective manager conferences, which I very rarely do. And I was shocked at how often managers say, oh, I don't need to have one-on-ones with the people who are more senior, or I don't need to have one-on-ones with my top performers because they'll see it as micromanaging. And I'm like, if I'm a top performer, I want to see my boss. I want to tell my boss how awesome I am.
Exactly.
Like, at least once a day. But those managers seem to fear that having conversations with their directs means that they are overmanaging them, or they're interfering, or they would be seen as micromanaging. And so they go to the way other end. And if you're a manager and you're listening to this and you want to know why that's a really bad idea, there's a class called The Coaching Dilemma, which will tell you why it's better to spend more time with your top performers than it is with your bottom performers.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right, Wendy.
But that means that so many directs don't get one-on-ones. They don't see their boss. They don't talk to their boss. Or if they do, it's once a month, which is just awful. Like the worst possible frequency in terms of effectiveness.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get significant time with their boss, and nobody seems to be aware that that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Managers, bosses think they're doing the right thing,
mm-hmm.
the kind thing, by not communicating and not building relationship. And if you are one of those directs, you'll know it feels as though no one has your back and no one is paying attention to your future growth within the organization.
No one cares about the problems I have. No one wants to help me.
Mm-hmm. They're trying by not talking to you to prove that they trust you. We know it doesn't feel that way. We know.
Right.
Now, fortunately, there's a solution for this, for the direct. It's within the cast, the podcast, if you listen to it, called Boss One-on-Ones. So please, if you're going to listen to this cast, listen to the entire cast. There's a very important caveat at the beginning. Do not ask for one-on-ones with your boss ever. Look, it's too dangerous to point blank ask your manager for the one-on-one. You're just in danger of being perceived or seen as saying, well, this is the way I manage my team, or this is the way I want to be managed, and I think my way is better than your way, so let's do it my way instead.
Right. It's like the whole feedback.
Not a good perception. It's not good. Exactly.
It's like, don't tell your boss how to do their job.
Absolutely. So instead, what you're going to do is ask for a weekly 30-minute update. Deliver your update to your manager and leave some time at the end for your manager to deliver any information that he or she might like to pass on to you. Chances are, if you've been talking for 20 minutes, for example, or 15 minutes, that your manager is going to think of things while you're there to chat about, right? We don't tell our bosses how we think meetings should be run because it's akin to giving them feedback. And why that's a bad idea, we have covered already.
Yeah, we just talked about that. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if your boss won't give you half an hour each week, then you just reach out to them every 24 hours and say, hey, do you have 5 minutes for me to give you an update on a couple of things? Or you send them an email at the end of the day about, like, this is what's going on. This is how I'm handling things. Would be happy to hear from you anything that you think I should change. It's about being open. And your boss not communicating with you is not a good reason for you not to communicate with them. And my thing about communication is there has never, ever been a survey where people have said, we have too much communication in this company. Never. Like, every survey I've ever seen says we need more communication. Because what's the thing? You say it 7 times and half your people will say they heard it once. There's just too much information.
There's too much to remember. There's
right,
too much
exactly.
going on.
Yeah. And so there has to be more communication because otherwise it just gets lost in the, and what's important gets lost, I guess, in the everyday of it, of all of the other things that you have to think about in a day.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't see your boss's what you believe to be lack of communication as them saying they don't want you to communicate with them. That is not what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
What they're saying is they trust you and they don't want to get in your way because they think you're doing a good job. Guys, I know it doesn't feel that way, but that is actually what they mean when they don't talk to you a lot. It is.
Yeah. It's so backward.
It is backward.
And I think that's why is this normally is so weird, is because a lot of the time, if you're the person who's experiencing it, if you're the person whose boss hasn't spoken to them for 2 weeks, you feel that kind of lack of...
Yeah.
What'd
I do?
Yeah, what did I do?
Did I do something?
Why is he not talking to me? Is he just ignoring me? Like, what did I do that I've been cast out of this team that apparently I'm not being included in things? And the answer is that the person who's doing that has a completely different mindset to the one that you're in. And so that's why it's so confusing. You cannot work out what's going on because you can't have that mindset of what they are, of the mindset that they're in. And so they're behaving in a way that makes sense to them. And you're experiencing something completely different because it doesn't make sense to you. It's a very weird place to be in.
I know, it's so weird.
So hopefully, I always feel like, is this normal? It's a complete disappointment because...
It is.
We say...
That was.
Is it normal that my boss never talks to me? And we say yes. And, you know, people really want to hear the answer.
They wanted to hear the other answer.
Yeah.
They're like, no, my boss is just a bad one.
It's weird.
They're a normal one.
Go to another company, it'll be different. And the answer is, it probably won't, because all of the managers have this, not all of them, but the vast majority of managers have this different perspective on the situation. And so
We're working to change it, guys.
Very hard.
One manager at a time.
We are working at 8 o'clock on a Friday night on a bank holiday.
I know, right?
To help you.
It's just taking us some time.
It is. And we can't wish the world to be different. If we could, the world would be a very different place.
Yeah, we would have changed that already.
But all we can do is tell you how to deal with those situations. If you're not getting positive feedback, the answer is to just acknowledge and be thankful for the feedback that you do get. And if you're not getting communication from your boss, the answer is to communicate with him or her. And hopefully that will help. And that's what the other 500 casts and career tools are about. All of the things of how to deal with what is normal in a corporate situation.
You bet.
So, God, I feel sad now. That is, can't give you good news, but we can tell you how to deal with the situation, and hopefully that will help. And hopefully you feel less alone when you know that the situation that you're in is actually normal.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Sarah.
Alrighty, absolutely. Thank you, Wendy.
That's all for this week. We'll be back next week with a new topic.